Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. I have to warn you that I'm going to start off with an extremely convoluted definition. But I have to. And then I'm going to break it down into human speak. So hang with me. Give me a chance. Don't shut off the podcast. Just give me a chance. I'm going to start off with a quote from a guy who means well, but he uses too many words. So just give me a chance. So here's the quote. Quote, missiologists have in recent years begun to think seriously about enculturation. Told you, big word. But back to the quote. And historians have begun to learn from them. When the Christian message is inserted into a cultural framework, if the messengers are insensitive to the local culture, the result can be cultural imperialism. I'm still going with the quote. Hang with me. On the other hand, if they grant too much homogeneity to the local culture, the result at best is syncretism and at worst, Christo-paganism. Still going with the quote. Keep hanging with me. Things are most wholesome when sensitive interchange takes place, leading to a truly critical symbiosis. Told you, big words, but keep hanging. But for this to happen, there must be a second stage, a time of pastoral follow-up work, of catechizing and life formation, enabling the new faith to express its genius in the institutions and reflexes of its new host culture. Close quote. You made it. And by the way, the guy who gave us this quote, Alan Kreider, who wrote The Change of Conversion and the Old Origin of Christendom. By the way, it's a good quote. Lots of good thoughts in it. He could have made it a lot simpler, but he has a lot to say in it. Because I know that could be read as a long and meandering and confusing quote. I had a hard time saying it. I admit it. However, it is an important concept, and I'm going to try to break it down into more biteable approaches, because the word syncretism is basically the idea of taking bits and pieces from a people's group, a people's native group and native life, and incorporating it into Christian theology so that it becomes easier to accept when a missionary brings the gospel to a people who have never heard about Jesus or Christianity for the first time. Now, on the whole, that sounds like a good idea, right? Wrong. Because basically what syncretism is we know you don't like the idea of abandoning, you know, witchcraft or shamanism or voodoo. So we're going to throw a little witchcraft or shamanism or voodoo or Buddha or whatever. And we're going to throw a little bit of that in, and we're going to bring some Christianity in, and we're going to try to make it more palatable to you. Well, that doesn't work, because it's either all Jesus or nothing. And syncretism is trying to throw a dash of this and a dash of that and a little bit of Jesus and try to make it acceptable. But John 14, 6 says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And there is no other way to the Father but by me. So it's either all Jesus or nothing. Now, in today's world, syncretism makes it a little bit more like, hey, that makes it nicer. But that's not the way it works. So syncretism sounds nice, but syncretism is all wrong. But you might think, well, syncretism is a new approach. Actually, unfortunately, syncretism is an approach that a lot of denominations, and I'm going to point out one in particular, have been trying to do for a very long time. In fact, one of the oldest of all Christian denominations have been trying this approach for hundreds and hundreds of years. For example, and my sister, if she hears this, is going to make fun of me because she was a missionary in South America for a long time, and she makes fun of my Spanish. So if she hears this, she's going to make fun of me. For example, the Roman Catholic Church missionaries, when they arrived in South America, after Columbus and Cortez and others were through, and I'm going, if you can't see me, obviously, because this is a podcast, but I'm doing the little air quotes. When they were through exploring the region, were especially fond of this approach in the 15th and 16th centuries. And the most obvious example that I can think of, especially as we get close to this holiday, is Dia de los Muertos. I hope I said that even close, because my sister tried to help me to know how to say Muertos, which is what we have as the Day of the Dead. Because Dia de los Muertos, I can't say that word very well. I can say Yiddish words, but not Spanish very well. Was originally an Aztec festival where the Aztecs believed that the deceased family and members and deceased warriors were allowed to come back one day a year to visit their relatives. That was the original Day of the Dead. I'm not going to try to say it in Spanish anymore. But the Roman Catholic Church adopted this festival following Halloween, which it was already a syncretistic approach back in Europe. In South America, as a two-day feast to honor the saints of the Roman Catholic Church, All Hallows Eve, and the souls of the departed. So they just took All Hallows Eve, Halloween, and added that Day of the Dead to the festival. So syncretism, as you can see, is dangerous. Because you're taking a pagan festival and just kind of adding it into a Christian festival. Now, you can't do that. You can't add pagan to Christian and kind of mush it all together. You can't do that. Now, missionaries and evangelists should be aware of the need to enculturate, let me define that word, learning another's culture through experience, observation, and adaptation. And one of the great missionaries who was wonderful at enculturation was Hudson Taylor when he went to China. But we must never change the truth of Scripture nor the message of the gospel so that it becomes more palatable to the people whom we are seeking to reach, because that becomes a false gospel. We can enculturate, we can become more sensitive to the culture, but we never change the gospel for the culture. This is a false message, and they will not be reached for Messiah Jesus if we resort to syncretism for the sake of numbers or for the sake of acceptance. And I have to tell you, because I reach out to Jewish people, and Tzedakah Ministries reaches out to the Jewish people, with the message of Jesus. There are those in the Messianic Jewish movement today who are appealing to the sin of syncretism, and this has to stop. And I'm going to tell you something. In the days and weeks ahead, we're going to be more honest about that. And we're going to have to share that, because Jewish people need the whole message and the whole truth of Messiah Jesus, and not a watered down false message. Because it might sound easier, and it might be more palatable to the senses, but it's not the truth. Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. Jesus is the truth. Not a watered down syncretistic message, because that will save nobody. That will bring nobody to Messiah Jesus. That will bring nobody to the truth of the gospel and the only message that matters. Syncretism is a sin. Syncretism will save no one. Syncretism will bring no one to God the Father. The only one that will is Messiah Jesus. And that's what Tzedakah Ministries is all about. Shalom, God bless, and until the next time.